Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. This is Allison Klein. Today we're here with Henry Wong. Henry, what is your position at Intel?
I'm a senior hardware technologist in the enterprise products group.
Okay, and I know that you focus on energy efficiency within the data center. Can you tell us what the challenges are primarily around data center computing for energy efficiency?
Yeah, one of the major issues associated with achieving energy efficiency in the data center is actually somewhat fundamental. It's being able to go ahead and monitor the amount of energy being consumed, what you're doing during that time frame, so that we can go ahead and apply some of the technologies that we've been producing to tackling those problems.
Why is this different than just looking at a client system and measuring energy efficiency of a PC? What else goes into the data center that would determine the total energy efficiency?
Most data centers and most operations of the data centers are there to go and service many more users than a single person. The reaction time of that server or system is going to be in orders of microseconds or milliseconds of activity. When you look at a standard PC or a client-based machine, you can tolerate a lot longer duration before the response comes back to you, and it's only a single person, whereas a server will support thousands of users at any given time.
I know that there's been a lot written about data center efficiency in the press lately. There's been a lot of reports about the amount of energy that's being consumed in the U.S. from data centers. What is the reason why this is all of a sudden becoming a major focus in the U.S.?
Both the manipulation and storage and distribution of data has become a backbone in the economies of the world, not just the U.S. economy, but many of the economies in the world, whether you're trying to deliver entertainment content, do financial transactions, or a simple download of your favorite tunes. Most of those items require a significant amount of data manipulation and storage. So when you couple those two together, what ends up happening is the energy consumption in the data centers are now becoming a focus because of the energy consumption as well as the data growth.
So anytime I'm on the internet, I'm actually talking to a data center somewhere in the world.
Yes.
Okay.
And in fact, probably multiple data centers on your very one keystroke.
That makes sense. So we're all the problem, I guess. In the literature that I'm reading about data center efficiency, I'm hearing a lot about heat dissipation, power consumption. What are the primary determinants that are driving data center efficiency, and what would an Intel technologist do in determining what are the primary things that we need to go concentrate on?
One of the items that you begin with is proper provisioning. That is provisioning the type of resources that you think you're going to need and what you're planning to provide and appropriating the right sizes. For example, in the heyday of some of the computer growth, there was a strong sentiment of providing more than enough power, more than enough compute. When doing so, when you're actually operating at a very low level, what you get is a very poor efficient system. You waste a lot of energy just keeping the machines up and running and not really doing a lot of work. If you properly provision the systems, you can go ahead and appropriate the right amount of energy to handle the peaks and the valleys of the demand that you incur.
So people were building a 747 when they needed a two-seater aircraft in some cases?
That's probably a good analogy.
Okay. And then why is there so much focus on heat dissipation? What is creating all of this heat, and why is it so important to get rid of the heat?
Well, if you develop ways of mitigating that heat density. And we have discovered a number of different ways to do that, both in terms of calming down the heat or cooling it, in addition to adequately distributing it so that you can use standard things like convection cooling. If you apply those two methods, you can increase your compute density, the ability to take care of more data in a smaller amount of space, if you will, along with not trying to spend extra energy trying to cool the place.
I've read about a group called ASHRAE. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
Yes, ASHRAE is the American Society of Heating, Refrigeration, and Air Conditioning. engineers.
Oh, that's geeky. That sounds good.
What it really does is look at a bunch of engineers as part of a consortium of different companies, all focused looking at various facilities and buildings and looking at the best way to optimize the efficiency of that facility. And one of the facilities that they concentrate on are data centers.
Now, the EPA recently wrote a report about data center efficiency and the need for the industry to focus more on driving more efficiency to the data center. Why was this important, and what do you think the industry is going to do with this report?
The US EPA has also been part of a continuing effort on improving the efficiency and environmental sustainability of computing devices and so forth. Data centers in particular came into focus after they reviewed what they needed to do for client systems. When they looked at the energy consumption of some of these data centers and the data center growth, they recognized that data centers consume roughly about 1.5% of the U.S. total energy consumption, electricity consumption.
Well, that's certainly significant.
That's significant. We're talking about approximately 61 billion kilowatt hours, and that's only in 2006. Their estimates, if we don't go ahead and spend our technology to research how to mitigate that consumption, is that unmitigated, we're looking at roughly about 100 billion kilowatt hours by the year 2011.
Okay.
So now is the time to go ahead and use our technologies to figure out how to best get the most out of these technology systems and plan a roadmap.
What is Intel doing to address energy efficiency in servers?
We're actually approaching it from various areas, not only research and development and influencing some of the industry players in terms of looking at opportunities, but we're also going ahead and developing technologies of our own that will foster increased productivity. And part of it deals with both right-sizing, which we talked about earlier, but also being able to modulate the consumption. So when you actually need the compute capability, you deliver the power to it. But when you don't, you go to sleep.
How often does a server typically get the chance to go to sleep, or is it really just turning components on and off in a system?
Generally speaking, servers are needed available 24/7 or all the time. Some of the techniques that have been employed has been to keep the availability to the users visible while taking sort of cat naps in between. So the challenge is to be able to tell components to go to sleep and yet appear very responsive in the normal environment.
What kind of impact has the increased energy efficiency of Intel Xeon processors brought to data centers?
One of the explosions in terms of technology since 2000 is an example of this, where currently we could do the same amount of calculations in a room full of servers, about a few hundred of them, in roughly about one rack of systems.
Okay. And from a standpoint of the industry, you talked a little bit about what Intel's doing. What else is going on in the industry to drive more energy efficiency delivery of solutions to our customers?
So there are a number of initiatives to look at efficiency in the data center. One such organization is called the Green Grid, which we became a founding member of. Well, there's also Climate Savers, which is an initiative that Intel had founded with Google and a number of other folks.
So if people want to get involved, you'd suggest they go to either the Green Grid or Climate Savers Computing's website and find out more information?
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot for joining us today, Henry.
Thank you for having me.
This week we were joined by Henry Wong, a senior technologist at Intel's Server Platform Group, talking about data center efficiency. Next week, please join us for another topic at Chip Chat.